Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world, welcome. And Thursday night, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight, Joe, who passed away over a year ago now, the assistant director and the director of transportation advocacy, and a great, great guy and great advocate. So we always remember Joe on every show we do. You know, there's an old expression, and a lot of Italians use it, a lot of the old-time Italians. Do it right or don't do it at all. And, you know, it's a good principle to follow. There's so many things that have been done wrong in this country of ours, where freedom is supposed to reign. And yet, it's not freedom for all. Now, when you can't access things, when you can't read everything like everybody else can, when you don't have, you go down any block in this country, anywhere, and I guarantee you, you'll find multiple dwellings and stores and everything that aren't accessible, no matter where you go. I wonder if there's one block in this country that is entirely accessible. And I'm not just talking about for a wheelchair. I'm talking about everything. You know, that people can read, people can understand it, people who are learning disabled can have the language that they can comprehend and all that. Developmental people can understand it. I don't believe there's one block in this country that exists like that. And that's a shame. That's really horrible. And that's a big reason why many people can't contribute and pay taxes, because of non-accessibility. Why is it that the government didn't make sure, you know, the government knows that there are millions of disabled people all over the country. And you've heard the expression, ignorance is no excuse. Well, it's true. And yet, that accessibility does not exist. You know, they made all these things, and they made them wrong for millions of people. And now, it's very hard to correct it, because, you know, a lot of money has been put into these dwellings and structures and all that. And to turn it around, especially when you have a law like the Americans with Disabilities Act, with no money behind it, with no enforcement, and with a stupid phrase of reasonable accommodation. I mean, would it be reasonable that the average person could walk down the street and not be able to get in to any number of dwellings, or access them, or read them, or understand them? You know, that's not reasonable, is it? But they expect it to be reasonable for us. And if I'm wrong, then why isn't it fixed? So you have a situation that exists, and it's typical, and it exists all over the country. And one of the ways to solve this, to make it right, is that every agency in this country that's supposed to help the elderly and the disabled, every agency should have a fund to make things accessible. And the government should put up half the money to help bring that about. Because the government definitely owes us. What does the government owe us? They owe us the same thing that they owe and give to everybody else. Why don't they give it to us? You know? The other day I was on the Long Island Railroad, New York here. And I was in a car. You know, I'm a walking blind person. I'm in very good shape. I'm very agile, and you know, so no problem for me. But I was in the car, and I'm walking. I want to be in the car with the laboratory, the restroom. No laboratory, no restroom. And I'm thinking to myself, what does a person do if they're in a wheelchair?
You don't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You go to the next car.
Now, that's a definite health hazard.
Yeah, I know.
You know? So you gotta hopefully get somebody's attention, one of the crew people. Get out of the train. Go on the platform. Cross over to the next car where hopefully there is a restroom, and there usually is, you know. And hopefully that restroom is not out of order.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, the whole thing is crazy. Why didn't they put a restroom in every car? Why didn't they make the damn things wide enough so a person can get through in a wheelchair?
Right.
I mean, they left out all these people. And yet they're charging you money to ride the train. If you're blind, you got to buy a ticket you can't read. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on here. You know. So, there you have a real horrible situation. I mean, when you can't, you know, relieve yourself.
I know that. Happened to me once.
Sure. It happened to thousands of people.
I was actually on the subway. It was even worse. And they had one of those police investigations, and it was a long one. And at that time, I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on with my computer. Hold on here. New computer, by the way. Hold on.
Well, you were in the subway, what, and you had to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. And it became an emergency because I was using catheters then. And I had trouble with my bladder urinating because of the paralysis. I don't mind saying this because people with paralysis, this is something that's, you know, that's very, you know, important for people because it could be an emergency, meaning like it could be a stroke emergency for me. So I was doing, you know, that, and I got stuck in this subway car forever. And I was waiting and waiting. Finally, I started, my blood pressure, I could tell, started raising because that's what happens with people who have, you know, spinal cord injury, who, you know, high-level spinal cord injury. And
wait a minute.
The train was
stationary.
Yeah, for a long time too.
Oh, they got stuck
or
something. Something happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's no bathroom facilities on the subway train.
You know what they had to do for me? They had to bring me into the police station and make me use the their restroom and. It was not easy. They had to literally carry me to the restroom. Two policewomen helped me get to the restroom because it became an emergency. Because if I didn't, I had to catheterize. And I was waiting there for at least 2 hours on the train, and I wasn't expecting to have that happen.
Well, most
you know?
Bathrooms in the subway, they keep them closed. Some of
yeah,
them are open, but a lot of them
no,
are
locked.
No,
this was the
locked.
Police. No, no, they
well,
opened
that's different.
The police department.
The police,
yeah. Yeah. This was a police station that they went. They brought me to. So we
but
got.
I'm talking about. I'm talking
lucky.
About on the trains where there are restrooms.
Oh yeah.
And you can't get to them.
Oh yeah. I have to get out and go to the next car. I don't have a luxury, so I don't drink. I don't drink when I go traveling. I don't anymore.
Well, that's
no
good.
Not good either.
Especially in the,
well, what do
this
you want
weather.
Me to do?
You get dehydrated.
What do you want me to do? When I get
well, you
to
see,
my
there's the
I
point
drink.
Right there. There's the point right there. It's very unhealthy when you don't have accessibility
right.
to a restroom.
Just a
there's
plain
all kinds
restroom.
Of problems attached to that. You strain
yeah.
your bladder, strain your,
oh, yeah.
your bowel. You could become constipated.
Yeah.
You're afraid to drink liquid.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if you're going to get stuck.
Yeah.
You know? All those things should be taken into consideration and should have been inculcated in the fact that every bathroom, restroom, must be made accessible.
Yeah.
But you see, there's no enforcement.
No, there isn't.
So they do what the hell they want to do.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here. And the law that's supposed to protect us, there's nothing behind that law.
Oh, no.
There's no money. There's no enforcement. Mm. You know, there's no real agency that I know of that goes out and investigates with enforcement powers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may have some of the independent living center people going and telling people you have to do this, that, or the other thing. But they don't have any enforcement power.
Yeah. No, they don't. Nope.
So that's why we're in this. The government does not consider us.
No, they don't.
They leave us out. And that's a very significant way.
Yes, it is.
To get, you know, it can actually make you ill. If you can't relieve yourself, you know, you have to hold that in. I mean, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
people
right.
can get kidney trouble from that too.
I'm very lucky that I don't have that problem anymore when it comes to me needing to catheterize. But years ago, I did, and it was really bad. I would have a stroke if I didn't, you know, I didn't get to the bathroom. I could have a stroke, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, round the world, brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Check them out, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. And we appreciate all their help and caring and loving.
Mm-hmm.
For the Akitas, and we're right there with you, Joanne Diamond. Anything Inner Sight can ever do.
Oh, all
right, 609-388-7004, phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. You can buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, back in the office, 631.
Oh, that's cool.
888-1186. So we'll give him a call. All right, let's see. We got, what do we got? Able, how about Able News? You want to do Able News?
Yeah, well, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Around the world, Inner Sight, talking tonight about how the government didn't make it right.
No.
So, you know, leaves a lot of people out in the cold, so to speak. Around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world. Take care of them, cherish them, watch over them. Corey, Avante, and little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others. All right, go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight say. So we remind you to do that, and watch out for the little ones. Around the world, Inner Sight, SuttonInsurance.com, TurhoLawCenter.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, some of our friends that we remember. Okay. And let's see what else we got. Nobody starved on Long Island. You dial 631-444-3085, and Gary is the guy you want to talk to. Dog food, cat food, and medical. You got to talk to him about that. Last time I checked it out, he had a new veterinarian working with
him. Oh, he did?
Find out about that. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. Long Island Connection. Some of our friends over there. Terry, Bobby, and Rocco. And Bobby's on our camera crew. We'll hopefully
get back in the studio. Yeah, I know.
All right. Long Island Connection. Give him a click. Let's see, what else? Around the world, Inner Sight. And the phone number here, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. So many things that are sent out. I got one of them today, and I've been trying to get these people to give me Braille for the last 10 years or more.
Wow.
But there's no law. There's no enforcement. You know, got the renewal of my Section 8 money that they, what little money they give me. You know, somebody said to me they ought to pay the whole rent.
Yeah, right.
You know, and he's right. They should.
Yeah.
They should pay the whole rent.
Right.
Especially when they owe people protection that you're not getting. You know. All right, so there's no enforcement. There's no really good laws for the disabled. And by that I mean many of these things that we don't have and cannot get should be criminal. Interfering with somebody's life should come under the criminal code. And that's part of the problem, that it's not looked at like that. And that's what we got to deal with.
Yeah.
All right, any callers on the line? Anybody?
There was
Maureen.
Hang on, let me check. Okay.
Oh, we have Maureen?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
No, she actually hung up now. All right, let me refresh it again just to make sure. Nope.
All right.
She hung up. She probably, the nursing home called.
All right. So, Inner Sight, and how can the government make it right? You know, I mean, it's a big job now.
Yeah, it is.
Now that they botched it up and left us, you know, in a bad situation, it's very difficult now. But they still should make it right.
I agree.
One of the ways they can do that is to insist, and this should be done by law, regulations, insist that every agency for the disabled, and put the elderly in there too, have a fund to make things accessible. You know, and raise the money, get the work done, and make it so that everybody can access it. You know, and the best way to do that is to make sure that disabled people are involved in it. You know, how many times you call up and you say, are you accessible? And the person says yes, and you get there and you find out that they don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly. Their idea of accessibility is, you know, minor accessibility, and not something that you're making accessible for somebody who's, you know, extremely disabled. That's what you have to make your accessibility for, the person who is, you know, extremely disabled. They don't understand that. You know, they don't understand that you have to do that way, you know?
Well, not according to the ADA, you know. You know, there it is again, selling us out. Where's the enforcement?
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there's no enforcement, they really don't have to do anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, how do you make them do it?
Yeah.
You know, so that's the real, that's the law, the rules, whatever, you know, that people are going to be celebrating the end of this month.
Yeah, sadly.
How can you sell? I said it to an ADA lawyer just recently.
I said,
how can I celebrate a law that doesn't protect me?
That's true.
You know,
the funny thing is, now I sit down and I look at this law. And I said to myself, you know, it doesn't even have, the stuff that it does have doesn't protect you, which is even worse. I mean, I don't know which is worse, not having anything in there or having something in there that doesn't work, doesn't help you, doesn't protect you. I think they're both just as bad. You know, I can't imagine.
Yeah, the whole thing is horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And it left out millions and millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even cover certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What does the ADA do for people in nursing homes?
Yeah, right.
Not a damn thing.
No,
you know?
Nothing.
The ADA should have said, and it should have been enforced, that a disabled person doesn't have to give up their disability check.
Right.
When in a nursing home. You know?
Yeah.
They should have, people,
you know,
should have been protected.
It gives the liability of clothes and stuff on the family. You have to get them clothes. You have to do a whole bunch of things for your family member. It's not easy. Believe me, it's not,
not only
easy.
That, it puts a label on you that you're never getting out of here.
Yeah.
You don't have your money. What little they give you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're condemning this person.
Yeah.
They're taking away their money. Take away their home, their money. Where the hell is the protection of the ADA? How can you have a law for the disabled that doesn't protect people? You know?
Yeah.
Under those circumstances.
That's right.
I mean, it's absurd. It's just outrageous.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they gave us something that doesn't work.
Yeah.
If you don't want this, you get nothing.
That's right.
You know what? I'd rather have nothing.
That's the
I
truth.
Really would. I think you could do more with nothing. Sure.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Because then if there was nothing, at least if you can get a news story made out of it, people would know that there's nothing, and they'd help you more.
Yeah.
Think about that one.
Definitely.
You'd be better off with nothing than
That's
this
true.
Stupid ADA that doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my estimation.
Oh, yeah.
Of the whole thing. And there's so much that people are missing because of this ridiculous ADA business and the
mm-hmm.
fact that the government didn't build it right. So now you got to go fight with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to take them to court. You got to fight with them. They come up with all kinds of excuses. The latest excuse now is this stupid virus.
Yeah, right.
All this stuff has been going on way before this virus ever was discovered. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just absurd how we're treated and they'll take any excuse at all. So they can delay doing what they have to do. And the only reason they can delay it is because there's no enforcement.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, let me remind everyone, television, Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20, all over Long Island. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. On Wednesday night at 11, goes on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3.
Mm-hmm.
So check us out on the television. Tomorrow night we got the funnies over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll have some fun tomorrow night. Louis will probably be here.
Yeah.
Get a good song from Louis. And a couple of laughs. All right. So tune us in. You want to start the weekend right? Start it with Inner Sight.
Yeah.
All right. Around the world, yes. 213-816-1650 is the phone number here. And we talked about last night about the idea of the nursing homes and everybody is very concerned about the cost
mm-hmm.
of keeping a person out. Well, we've come up with an idea
yeah.
where the cost would be astronomically cut, severely cut. You know, if you use volunteers, train them, insure them, bond them, and pay their rent for the month or one of their bills or, you know, it can all be worked out.
Yeah, yeah.
You could get people into an apartment and keep them out of the nursing home. So we're going to try to develop that program. And anybody out there who would like to make a donation to that, we greatly appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's what we talked about last night, and that's part of how the government should be making it right. What was the title we had for tonight?
Oh, you want the title, is it? Okay. Hold on.
You have the title handy?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, what, how does it word up?
Okay, hold on. Let me get to it.
All right.
Hold on, I'll get it for you. Yeah,
in a sight.
It just doesn't want to show a second. I'm not used to the new. Okay. Why didn't they make it right? Remember we did it that way?
Oh, okay. So that's the title. Why didn't they make it right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's the question.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You know, what was in them?
Maureen's back, by the way.
Yeah. What was in their mind when they made it so that it wasn't for everybody?
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
Well, I can tell you the answer to that. What's in their mind when the government listens to these agencies?
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. That's why they didn't make it right.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'll give you an example. The guide dog schools, the service dog schools,
mm-hmm.
run the animal medical center where the medical is donated by the public, by people. All right? Now, it used to be that they would give you your medical care if you trained your guide dog on your own. Then the agencies came along and butted in and said, no, you know, we don't want this. We don't recognize people who can train the dogs on their own. So the medical people, they didn't come to the blind person and say, hey, we want to send somebody out and we want to see your dog guide you. See?
Mm.
They didn't listen to us.
No, they didn't.
They listened to the schools who train the dogs. Now, there's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big difference between listening to the school and listening to the blind person.
Yeah.
Who lives it, who needs the dog.
Oh, yeah.
So there's why, you know, things aren't accessible. Because they're listening to these agencies instead of us.
That's true.
That's a big reason why we're in this mess.
Mm. It's true.
Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, Wolves.
Very true.
Because there's the answer to the question, I believe.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. All right, in a side, let's take a phone call. We only have Maureen, right?
Yeah. Hold on, let me...
All right, Maureen from Queens, New York.
Okay. Yeah.
In a side live.
Okay, one second. I'm not used to the new computer, so bear with me.
You
yes,
said that
I did
three
get...
times. Stop repeating that.
I know, but it's, like, really awkward. I'm not, like I said, I'm sitting here, like, trying to figure this stuff out. Oh, here it is. Okay. All right, here she is.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hi,
guys.
Hey.
How are you tonight? Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I heard a man on the radio before say he got his father out of a nursing home, so... I hope we can get our moms out too soon.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
How did he do it? Did he tell how he did it?
Dad, like.
No, he just said it at the end of the call. He just had it like an add-on, you know. He was talking about something else, and then he just said that at the end, you know.
Well, too bad he didn't say how he did it.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know. Well, of course, if you have money. You could just say
something
where he lives or what.
Story.
It's me who's stymied, actually, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm trying to find a place where we both could, you know. If she could come here, even, it would have been okay, but she can't, you know.
I mean, I hope he didn't put him in one of those horrible living places.
No. Assisted ones, yeah.
Was he assisted living?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I doubt it. Yeah, they're just as bad. Mhm. There's no place like home, as they say, right? No place like home.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, I'm still plugging away on that, on that front.
Yeah.
And
have you been following the? Excuse me, Maureen.
Yeah.
Have you been following the business with Cuomo? I heard something about CNN criticized him for something, and he came back at them. And have you heard anything? What you know what that's about?
None in particular. A lot of people are criticizing them all over the place, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
you know, about how he didn't, you know, do a good job and,
yeah.
you know, the mistakes he made. And I'm trying to think. I haven't heard anything in particular about that. He's got a new thing now, masks around the country or something. He's trying to design masks for the country. Oh, God, this guy, I tell you.
Yeah.
He's too much. We got the mayor who's...
everybody has a mask, don't they?
Well, this is for the country, because the ones in the, you know, Florida and all aren't wearing them. So the king says he'll create one so that they'll wear them, I guess.
I'm so sorry. I have to laugh when you say that.
Oh, and where was he? He was seen somewhere without a mask. And Fauci, our new sex symbol, who's on the front of In Style magazine, he's not wearing a mask either.
You make me laugh. That, you really do. A sex symbol, eh?
Oh, yeah. He's the latest. He's on the front cover of a magazine and all very, you know. I haven't seen
Who's
it,
this?
But I've heard about
Who's
it.
Who's that?
Fauci. The doctor
Fauci.
Who... That doctor who,
Dr.
you know,
Fauci?
Does all the, yeah, Dr. Fauci.
Oh, the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't
well,
hear anything.
Well, they're not
going to
wear a mask when they're being photographed for a magazine.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
that blows
the
whole
image. He wears a mask
image.
For the most part all the time. That's one who wears the mask, right?
You know what aggravates me so? Because all these protesters can be out there demonstrating, not wearing masks, all of them, not social distancing, and I have to wait till whenever to see my mom. You know, this just drives me crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can't see our moms for how long, but they can be out every day, protesting. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me sick. It really, truly does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just too disgusting for words. It really is, you know?
I got to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they don't understand. Why are these people allowed to do this for weeks and weeks on end?
Mm-hmm.
And we can't, we have to wait till whatever, 28 days free and... then you'll get a certain amount of time, and then you might only get once a week, and blah, 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 blah. You know, and they can be out there every day for weeks, you know. They're not spreading anything. They're not spiking it up, you know. I mean, and then you can't go to a restaurant because you have to have sauce. Nobody even knows. There was a man on before. I don't know who he was with. He said nobody knows anymore even what phase we're in because every time we're moving into another one, then they pull back on something, then it goes to something. So he said, I don't even know what phase we're in anymore.
That's the truth. Huh?
You know?
We're
it's
in the Cuomo phase.
You know, so who knows? I don't have any idea either. I lost track of it all, too. You know? It's just, I'll have to keep an ear around and see if I hear anything about CNN, what he was... about CNN with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I forget the reporter's name, but I think it was Thompson.
Oh, really?
Well,
Tapper?
I'm not sure.
Tapper? Is it Jay Tapper?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, Jay Tapper? Oh, that was yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah, he really gave her, because he must be a... he must be a real Democrat on CNN. That must be what it is. It happened yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was really giving it to him. He was really giving it to him.
You mean he's a Republican, this guy, Jay?
No, I think he's on CNN. I think he's a Democrat. who is giving
Obama
it to him.
Obama's a Democrat. Why would he be putting down another Democrat?
Well, that's it. That's the thing, because they say he's really, on CNN, because they're all Democrats, but he was giving it to Cuomo. He was really saying all the bad things that he's done. That's why they were surprised.
Oh, so he doesn't,
his name is Jay
he doesn't think... He doesn't think Cuomo is a good Democrat.
Right. Yeah, that was yesterday. That was on yesterday. Yeah, he was giving it to Cuomo.
Giving it to him.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. All right.
Mm. Yeah, if you can find it on the website, he was really good. They played it, so if you can find it on the computer anywhere.
Did he say anything about the nursing homes on there?
Oh, yeah, he said how he, killed people, by putting them in and everything. Yeah,
good.
Everybody, blames him for that.
Yeah, anything.
Everybody blames him for that. What happened?
Oh yeah, everybody does blame him for that.
Yeah,
I gotta say,
him.
Yeah, well, he doesn't see it that way. He sees it that he saved everybody's life.
But he didn't. I mean, look at how many.
That's the problem. Yeah, he
people died at the beginning. I mean. We had the most deaths of some countries, even. He forgets that part. I mean, all right, maybe he's flattened the curve now and we're doing good now. But at the beginning, we weren't.
No,
and he's
weren't.
Like patting himself on the back all the time, like he did this stupendous job,
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't. He didn't do it at first.
No, he didn't.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people died on the outside and in nursing homes,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was Jay Tapper from CNN. That was on yesterday.
This is why we said, and we've said many, many times, that every apartment building should be totally accessible.
That's right.
Because of an emergency like this, where you'd have to get people out,
Mm-hmm.
And if every apartment dwelling was totally accessible, you wouldn't have to look for that. It would be there.
Yeah.
See how that protects people?
Yeah. It does.
Right.
So that's
right.
Where the government totally left people out and contributed to them getting worse.
Because
now, if you want to get somebody out and they need that accessibility, and most people do, you got to find a place. You shouldn't have to go look for a place. They should all be accessible.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the governor should make sure of it in New York State.
That's right.
And the president should make sure of it all over the country.
That's right. They all should do their part and make sure,
Yeah. Make it right. Do it right. You did it wrong.
Right.
Now right the wrong that you did.
That's right.
That's
live
right.
up to
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I agree with that entirely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And everybody thinks he's gonna somehow be president or run something or, because he's too much.
Yeah.
And they say
too
how nasty he is, which he is. I'm sorry, Susan.
I said too much ain't the word.
Yeah.
I'll bet you any money that Biden's basement is not accessible.
I bet you any money Cuomo will be down there running. Well, actually, be running the place, the country.
If his basement is accessible.
Yeah. And the other guy. I think the paint has gotten to the mayor's brain. I think the paint has gotten to him.
Oh, my.
The mayor.
Well, he's going to get, if Biden's going to get people in to help him who are in wheelchairs, how are they going to get into his basement?
Yeah, right.
Can we get a picture?
Make it accessible.
Can we get a picture of Biden's basement on the computer?
No, we don't. We really don't have a picture of his basement.
Oh, we don't.
No.
Mm. All right. I know he lives in Delaware. Mm. But I'd be very curious to know if his basement is accessible.
Probably isn't.
No, I'm sure it isn't. I don't know about the White House. When I was there last time, I remember it being accessible.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could get in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, all the signs and everything that you can't read if you're visually impaired.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling they didn't do anything with those.
Upgrade that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet it's not accessible to the blind and visually handicapped, and you just said it, Frank.
Yeah.
You know? We'd be out of luck if we went. We couldn't read the signs, you know?
No. If there was a tour, they could get it.
President Trump said today, according to Fox News, that if Biden becomes president, he's going to ruin the country. I believe it.
Well, my
brother was telling me that he read a report on the internet where Biden either went to Alabama or contacted some workers in Alabama, and they were talking about guns. And Biden said, "I'm gonna take all guns away."
Yeah.
And these people got angry at him and said, "You're not getting my gun."
Uh oh.
You know.
Well, they said more people are buying guns now than ever before.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Just to know that.
Yeah. It is. It really is. You know.
If you have a license for a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you want to take it away, you got to have some legal reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people have guns and a license. I don't like it. But
yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they said they'd rather vote for President Trump.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, somebody said this whole thing is to make everybody paranoid.
I think it's for the election, honestly.
I think so, too. It all had to do with the election, you know, it really did. Mm-hmm. It really did, you know.
Everything's too convenient. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
true. Well, what are you going to do what are you going to do when de Blasio and Cuomo get together, and Biden's in the middle, and they're going to praise the hell out of him and say, "This is the man, this is your next president, Joe Biden of the United States of America.
I would be not
the
happy.
Best man for the job." And they're each going to give a speech, and then they're going to introduce him. And then Biden's going to say, "I need your help."
Oh, my.
You need a lot of help, Joe. Well, why don't you call in a sight?
I think I'll sleep through that whole thing. I think I'll go to sleep early that night and miss the whole thing.
No, I don't want anything to do with any of them, honestly. I think, don't even let me get started with all of them.
Oh, I know. I mean, I can't take it. I can't take the news anymore, really. You know, it's either the virus or the painter, the great Bengali de Blasio.
Her and her painters. That's funny.
Bengali de Blasio and the great sculptor.
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm nominating Al Sharpton for president.
That's a good
well, Kanye's out, I think so. You know Andy Cuomo?
Big
Since
Al.
He's got his posters now, he should be Andy Warhol Cuomo.
Yeah, right.
No, seriously, he's doing that as his sidekick thing now, Frank, really.
Yeah, well, he's got plenty of time. He's killed everybody so
far. All right,
he's got plenty of time.
Maureen, anything else? How's your mom doing?
Oh, I got to talk to her today. She sounds really so good. I mean, really, she
That's
sounds
good.
Excellent. And Hopefully I'll get to see him maybe the week after next, maybe.
Yeah.
I think they're going to let us stay for an hour with them in the main dining room. So I don't know how many times a week we can do it. Maybe only once a week, but at least it's something.
The 29th, I can.
You mean they're going to let you visit her in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine, too. Don't forget mine, too, Frank. Mine, too.
Yeah. All right. We're just
all right.
Damn, when are you coming? Just, she just asked constantly, when are you coming? Can you come? When are you coming? What day are you coming? You know, it's just so sad, you know? So, but she really... She really sounds like her old self. She really sounds, you know, good. So,
yeah.
Hopefully she, you know, stays well and doesn't get it again. Your mom,
yeah.
Suzanne, hopefully she stays well and
we
can
so.
Be together soon.
I'm worried about her because I don't, I, the thing that I'm most worried about with my mom is her cognition, you know.
Well, that's what I was worried about with my mom when I didn't get to talk to her for so long, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm really surprised. She really does sound, you know, sounds pretty upbeat and good. So hopefully she stays that way.
At least your mom has little bit more cognition than my mom at the moment.
My mom actually doesn't have any cognition, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, she's, the only thing she has is the walking. That's the main thing that you can't walk. You know, that's the worst part, of course, you know.
Well, my mother used to be just like your mom. Used to not have any issue with that. And then all of a sudden when she fell in her apartment, she lost her, you know, that aspect of her. And that's really sad.
And you weren't even there to know, actually, the whole story, right? So,
the aide came in early in the morning and my mom was on the floor. Had just, you know, got up from being unconscious. And she was banging hard on the door. Get up, Rose. Get up. Just stop sleeping. And my mom's like, I'm full of blood. And then they called the door.
Where was the aide when she fell?
She wasn't on hours. They didn't have hours for my mom. They thought that
They refused her hours and that's when she fell?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You should have done something about that.
I did.
That's crazy.
I did the fair hearings and all that. I did all that. I did it twice. I appealed the fair hearing, thing. I did all of that, Frank. It's just that it didn't go in my favor, period.
You should have appealed it.
I did.
That's crazy.
I did appeal it, Frank. I did.
So in other words, it was their fault that she fell. The aid wasn't there that you wanted her to have.
Yeah, the aid wasn't there because they didn't give her the hours. They didn't think she needed the hours. Yep.
That's why it's best to, you know, be at home with her. You know,
the first I ever heard of this.
That's
worse.
That's why she fell in the first place. Yeah.
Mm.
And that's why she has dementia now. She has Lewy body dementia, one of the most severe dementias, worse than Alzheimer's. Okay, and she has that, and it's so pitiful, 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 pitiful.
Well, where the hell is the ADA in this situation?
Up my butt.
It doesn't protect people. So what we just said earlier in the show is true.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It didn't protect her when she fell, and they wouldn't give her an aid. That's horrible.
It is.
And you couldn't get a lawyer. You couldn't get a lawyer to sue these people who wouldn't give her the hours.
It's not them. It's the government that wouldn't give the hours.
You sue everybody. You sue everybody.
You
couldn't get a lawyer to do it.
No, you can't because they can't. They don't sue the government. Period.
Come on. People sue the government all the time. You couldn't get a lawyer to do it.
That's right.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't have money to give them.
Well, that too.
If you had money, I bet you they would have taken it up.
Oh, they would have taken any case. Shoot, you have money. Seriously. You willing
to tell me? The ADA is horrible.
It sucks, yeah.
It's
no
damn good.
Yeah, they're
not
good.
I had no choice. I was forced to put her in a nursing home because they said, we can't have her outside like this, and our aides won't come in to help you with this, and she's only going to get this many hours. And that was the end of it. And I appealed the fair hearing. And what I got, okay, we're going to only approve 8 hours. 8 hours wasn't enough. 8 hours on the weekdays and 4 hours on the weekend. Yep.
So better she end up on the floor bleeding, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I'm lucky she got the weekend ones. I'm lucky
she
got the
So they didn't care that she fell and got hurt?
No.
Yeah.
Right. Just like the government doesn't care if I had to walk without a guide dog. Same damn crap.
Mm-hmm.
And the ADA doesn't do a damn thing there either.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. That's another agency, you know, that's no good, or the, what would you say, that's no good, you know? The ADA.
Right.
They're no good. Nothing. They don't help people.
I think they just did it to make us, what's the word I want to try and use for this? Appease us. That's the good word I want to use.
Mm.
Appease us. That's all they want to do.
Yeah. But they don't
appease
even
them.
Appease us.
And it's not exactly
it's not even
what
appeasing.
I was about to say. They don't even appease me at all with this BS, you know.
Yeah.
Horrible system, world.
Yep.
All right, let's, Maureen, we're going to move on. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Thanks, son.
Okay, take care, guys. Okay,
all right.
Good night. Good
night.
Thanks.
You might have to hang up because I'm still not used to this thing.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Inner sight.
All right. Okay.
Wait. I got it. Oh, she.
You know, you got people out who are protesting, who are claiming that they're upset over no justice.
Yeah.
You know that people. I mean, I don't even know what they're protesting, but I wonder what those people would do.
Okay.
The people who are protesting. I wonder what they would do if they had no law to protect them. You see? People don't know what they have.
Well, how good
they don't
have
understand.
It.
They don't realize what they have.
That's
you know?
Right.
Because it's a lot worse for the millions of us.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stories you hear here on Inner Sight and that we're not protected, that we can't get help, even when there is a damn-ass law.
Mm-hmm.
What good is a law if it doesn't protect you?
Exactly.
You know? It's stupid. It's like I said earlier. They don't listen to us. They listen to these moronic agencies whose only interest it is to collect money from the government.
Mm, that's right.
Not to help us.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
There's the answer to the question. Why?
Yeah.
Because they don't pay attention and listen to us.
They don't care.
They listen to the agencies who think they know, and they don't know. We know it. We know it.
We live it, yeah.
We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies, Inner Sight Live, 631-224-3090, the phone number. I want to thank our caller and Maureen and all the listeners.
Yeah, all the time.
Co-host engineer. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow night we'll goof off and have some fun. So, you got to laugh. Don't forget to take your oil of oregano.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get some more tomorrow.
I'm also taking zinc now, too.
Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Goodbye, world. Inner side. Thank you. Inner side. Good night, everybody.
Good night.